of the People's Chronicle, the largest newspaper in Guyana, our beloved Republic of Guyana, we have this information. Opposition now concedes that PNC, our party, the People's National Congress, under the leadership, the brave and avant-garde leadership of Prime Minister Forbes Burnham, is moving in a right direction. Medics a blessing, say they, to people in rural areas as land redistribution is being taken place. So we're glad to see that there are some points, at least, that the two parties can find agreement. Chinese national music. The tune East is Red, sent out by a Chinese first man-made Earth satellite launched in April 1970, was played on effective bell chime researched in the 50s from a tomb in Hanshan, in Hanshan province. The National Institution instrument went over, used over 2,000 years ago, consists of a row of 13 bronze bells hung on a wooden frame and ranged according to pitch. It is played by sinking in the beat of the bells with a wooden banner and hammer. The bell chime is now preserved in the Palace Museum in Peking. China has tradition in which in music that goes back to ancient times. Ancient musical instruments and surplus inscribed on all tortoise shells and Morocco press protest shells and bones unearthed in the virtue of the dynasty in Hanshan province have provided evidence, and 12 types of instruments organized over 3,000 years ago. The number increased to 80 during the period from the 11th and the 2nd century BC. Now it has increased to the hundreds, showing the progressive nature of domestic Chinese communism. WPK General Staff of the Korean Revolution. The Workers' Party of Korea, the DPRK, that beautiful, practical, lovely country that we saw on our TV station, where all the children eat rice as a staple food, how healthy they look, and how vigorously happy, enthusiasm on all their faces. It would be good if Marson could have that set up in her room so she could see it. Nothing would warm the heart more than the joy that was in the faces of the Korean people. Anyway, the Workers' Party of Korea is a party founded, led by President Kim Il-sung, the grand and great leader of the revolution. It is the vanguard detachment of the Korean working class and other working masses, the general staff of the Korean Revolution, and the guiding force of the Korean as the guiding force of the Korean people. Is a revolutionary party of new type that has inherited the glorious revolutionary tradition that built up to President Kim Il-sung's during his long-drawn anti-reactionary, anti-Japanese struggle, and the militia party struggle, and for the complete victory of socialism in the northern half of the Republic led by the consultation of the reunification, and for the most part the reiteration and reunification of how the word revolution came into being. It goes on in essence to say that the PNC backed wholeheartedly the doctrine of the DPRK, the Communist North Koreans, for reunification of their countries. Nursery education gets tremendous boost. History was created recently when this country, our beloved country of Guyana, first ever presented a patent democratization center, a new and a great innovation in nursery school education, was permanent secretary in the military of education situated in Campbellville, and it is the first of three such countries to be set up. The other two are erected in some suitable areas in the Northwest region. They have set up one, you know, that they're trying to live in basis in our own Northwest region. Advice has been given by the our dear friend Commandeer Price, who's always getting us the flights that we need, never failed yet, to always wear life belts in boats and planes when traveling. We've never lost a life, said he, in the commercial flights and ships. But nonetheless, he said, he urged the use of flight belts, which have been greatly ignored. I said, you have to bear with me because I've had very little sleep and I cannot hardly read some of my own notes. Marxist philosophy and scientific cognition. The 16th International Congress of Philosophy in Dusseldorf, a West German city on the Rhine, more than 1,500 delegates represented the philosophical community of over 60 countries. At the Congress, along with mathematicians, physicists, astronomers, biologists, psychologists, linguists, economists, and representatives of other fields of knowledge from all over the world, both sides of the so-called alleged curtain, discredited the basic philosophical problems. They discussed the basic problems of science and national life, and discredited much of the theories on which psychology is based on. The idea of doing your own thing, that's a healthy thing for your body. They discussed structure and what it means to people's lives, and we tend to agree with that. We have found our structure has eliminated drugs, the use of anything harmful, and has given complete elimination of crime and total peace in our social unit. And we certainly agree with that. Political democracy and class dictatorship. This week's foreign focus is in Austria. The chairman of the Communist Party of Austria deals with the problems of individual freedom, national freedom, for decades, and has been the subject of heated ideological and political debate. Especially sharp is the past few weeks, and with no signs of abating in the foreseeable future, for it reflects one of the international development, the growth of the forces of democracy and socialism. As you remember, Austria was once in the socialist orbit, but to avoid a nuclear holocaust when the Soviets and her allies were not able to withstand the onslaught of nuclear war, Austria was given up in an really nothing more than an atmosphere of intimidation. Well, that pretty much covers the news of the Guyana theme. Reports from the Dar es Salaam, Beirut, Nairobi today are that heavy fighting is going on inside Uganda between loyalist troops and rebels, and other fighting forces has broken out between Ugandan and Tanzanian troops. Tanzania, under President Nyerere, has been a very devoted socialist and a close friend of our Prime Minister, and has been the most forthright voice in Africa for liberation. Anyway, this dispute has broken out inside Tanzania. Heavy fighting involving tanks and field guns is going on between loyalist groups and rebels. In Uganda, near the Tanzanian border, there is no indication as to who has the upper hand in the fighting. Tanzania announced that Ugandans had crossed the border yesterday in a provocative act, and that all efforts were being made to meet this success. I hope I'm reading slow enough for you to comprehend. Cuba's Prime Minister, Dr. Fidel Castro, yesterday refused to link the withdrawal of Cuban troops from Africa with the process of normalization of relations with the United States. He said, we are in Africa to defend the people from oppression, from the imperialist bondage that has been centered in Washington for eons. And we are there to defend them from colonialism, and we will combat it. The Polisario Marxist-Leninist movement in Southwest Africa, in Algeria, said today that its regions, its troops killed 50 Morocco soldiers in recent fighting. Morocco has no one comment on this crisis. The Arab Bank for Commerce and Development in Africa announced a $4.4 billion loan to Zaire. The loan will be used for a public power oil development program, with the understanding that none of the profits will go to the Western world, because the Arab League has become intransigent against what the USA is doing in the Near East. Strikes in Iran have halted all oil exports from the country. Basic to the country is oil. It's one of the oil-rich nations of the world. Radio Iran reported today that the supplies to local refineries slight also side also be cut off. The oil industry is Iran's major dollar earner, and the strikes could throw the country into a total economic chaos and collapse. 20 war deaths were reported. Ministers that resigned last week, the Minister for Justice and the Minister for the Executive Affairs. The Shah had one of the most secure dictatorships 6 months ago, by the admission of the USA, that any dictatorship on the world, but it's teetering and tottering today as it's falling, crumbling, with protest throughout the entire area of Iran. Every major community has strikes. The Spanish Parliament today approved the new constitution to effectively stage the transition to democracy from the 40-year-old fascist dictatorship of the late General Isimil Franco. Heavily spread and reserves were posted in the nearby streets to guard against threats of guerrilla attacks and stop the constitution of progress through parliament. To move along a little faster, Britain told the United Nations General Assembly yesterday that there was no cause whatsoever to lift the trade sanctions against Rhodesia. The British representation said the international pressures should be kept up against Rhodesia. 31 more people have died in the Rhodesian struggle in the last 20 hours, as a result of the clashes between guerrillas and white citizens, many of which have been traced and trained in New Mexico, who are actually a part of the U.S. military apparatus. These 31 leaders do not count the casualties of civilians. These 31 leaders were members of the fighting force of the Zimbabwean Patriotic Front, which is indeed the leadership of the country that white people call Rhodesia, but really is led by the Zimbabwean Patriotic Front. Joshua Nkoma, nationalist, and Marxist-Leninist leader Robert Mugabe. The president of Mozambique, who abstained from the meeting, Michel is his name, from the meeting of the front line states discussing their strategies against their common enemy, Rhodesia, is saying the President Julius Nyerere of Tanzania, who is just returning from the meeting which was held in Dar es Salaam, Nairobi, informed sources in Peking today, said that China's Vice President Tan Powell will pay a private visit to Somalia following bitter attacks against China from Ethiopian head of state and their allies. As you know, the Ethiopian head of state is Menegesto, who accused Peking of backing up the imperialist against the country. Arab foreign ministers today formed a six-member committee to draw up a plan for this Thursday Somalia meeting, aimed at launching a joint offensive against Egypt-Israel peace plans. The demonstration is made up of Iraq-Syrian peacekeeping forces, the Palestinian Liberation Organization also, Jordan, Tunisia, and Kuwait are also involved in the protest. Stand by. 9,000 joined in sympathy in a strong display of solidarity for staging unionists in the West Coast paper mill industry. Some 9,100 workers in other wood product plants in the Northwest struck recently, demanding the companies meet the strikers' demands. The walkout at the 28 mills of the Big Six paper companies began on July 7th, when 28,000 members of the Association of Western Pulp and Paper Workers, AWPPW, struck and overcome issues, pickets in plants of struck companies where members are represented by other unions and were not on the strike. The workers at about 40 plants refused to come to cross the picketing line to support the AWPPW. The more we, we've always interpreted a union attempt to step up the peasants on the Big Six. We're glad to hear there's more success in that strike than the recent strike of the unions, mine worker strike, which was abominable. That the AFL-CIO, headed by George Meany, who has been, as you know, under the hire of CIA in trying to undermine this government many years ago, would not give any of their fat treasury of relief, food relief, and any other aid to the striking miners. So, out of desperation, after 115 days, the strike workers, the UAW in the United States, were forced back to work in a condition that is indescribable. 3x5 space that they have to come themselves into to get down into the mines. Not to mention that silicosis kills them off at the average age of 44 years of age. Typical, typical, typical. But perhaps we shall see more of a labor arousal than we have seen in the past. We hope so anyway, because certainly labor is disorganized in the United States. And even though we are socialist, you have to have a strong communist party, a strong and independent socialist party, and strong trade unions that are free from the machinations of big business in order for democracy to continue. It's bound to be a return to the worst primitive forms of capitalism, actually a return to the last stages of capitalism, neo-fascism. Right now we have fascism in de facto. We have fascism without really open signs of it. Although you can see it when people tend to attempt to strike, like the pulp workers or the mine workers, they're threatened with the army. But it still goes through the process of saying how interested they are in the welfare of human rights. Everybody's human rights except those that are oppressed by fascist dictatorships. We hear a lot about the four in the USSR, and we're concerned about human rights everywhere, but it seems that little is being said at all about the human rights in the nations across the world that are in the capitalist orbit. Black Panthers, Newton awaits sentencing. Black Panther Party, BWP, leader Huey P. Newton was convicted late last week in Oakland of two charges of possession of a handgun and acquitted of assault. Superior Court Judge Joseph Cardish immediately ordered Newton to Alameda County Jail to await the sentencing on the gun charges of October 27. The charges stem from a 1974 incident in which Newton was accused of pistol whipping the tailor. The tailor, however, denied this and refused to testify to Newton that Newton was out to get him. Immediately after Newton was first targeted for the beating, he fled the country to Cuba.